Have you wondered how this pandemic will change travel? What does the future possibly hold for you and your clients when you get on an airplane, check into a hotel, or enjoy a theme park? Well, working with a robot may be in your future. Catherine Heeg and I talk about the future of travel in this episode, and we talk about a whole lot more. So welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. This is show number 415, brought to you by Barry Kantz. Your host, who is temporarily hunkered down in West Michigan and anxious to get out there and travel. Now, in addition to the great information in this podcast, we have something new, and that is a video recording of Catherine and I recording this podcast. Catherine is going to use the video for her audience, but I've included a link to the video in the show notes. And you can find the show notes at hometravelagent.net. Go on over there and click on the link to the video, and you will also find many archives, actually most of the archives, of shows going back many years. Yes, that's many years. We've been doing this show regularly since 2005. And if you want more information that's curated for the travel agent community, then check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/HBTAS. And that's the initials for the Homebase Travel Agent Show. And when you get over there, subscribe to our page or give us a like. Now, enough said, we're going to get on with the show. Well, we will start the interview here for the Homebase Travel Agent Show. And we have Catherine Heeg back with us. And Catherine is a regular guest on our show. And you can go back into the show notes and find many shows there with Catherine on the Homebase Travel Agent Show. And we would welcome you to do that. And we're going to talk about an interesting topic today, future travel. And for those of you who haven't joined the Homebase Travel Agent before, a couple of things. One is we're recording this as a video for Catherine's audience, and it's also being recorded as an audio for the Homebase Travel Agent Show. So I'm sure I'll get a link from Catherine. So if you want to see the video, we'll give you that link on the show notes, and you can pop over there and watch the video here as well, watch us recording the show. But I'd like to turn it over to Catherine here for a bit and have her introduce herself, because some of you, this may be your first opportunity to join us with Catherine Heeg on the show, and I want her to tell you a little bit about herself.
Thanks, Barry. It's great to be back again. I feel like it's really fun to be able to see you rather than just hear you. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you again for having me. It's great to be here. I'm a social marketing strategist for the travel and tourism industry. So what that means is that I try and take the mayhem and madness out of social marketing and try and make it easy for travel pros. Spent my whole career in travel, tourism, and hospitality. And this is just sort of wrapping everything together for me from the experiences that I've had as a travel agent, tour operator, worked for an airline, worked for a car rental company, and did a number of other things in the industry, and wound up now doing social marketing for our industry. So it's great to be here. Thank you, Barry.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, I was thinking that for your audience probably, they don't know a lot about me. So maybe I'll just give a very short introduction about the Homebase Travel Agent Show and about who I am. And the Homebase Travel Agent Show has been around since 2005, and we've been producing a show regularly since then. So that likely makes us the oldest travel show as a podcast on the internet. And we keep cranking them out. And my background a little bit is I started the show when I wanted to become a travel agent. I'd spent years as I'm a lawyer. I spent years in the criminal justice business. And I thought, well, I wanted to try travel business. And as I was learning to become a travel agent, I thought, and this whole world of podcasting was beginning at that time in 2005 too, I thought it would be kind of interesting to tell people about becoming a travel agent on a podcast at the same time that I'm doing it, and kind of record my experiences and throw them out to the world as I go through the process of becoming a travel agent. So it was my learning process and sharing that with other people that started the show, and we've continued ever since. So that's kind of where I come from. And now we're going to talk about the future. We've talked about the past. So let's talk about the future. And we're going to talk about the future of travel, which is going to be kind of interesting over the next couple of years, I do believe, isn't it, Catherine?
It totally is. You know, as much as I've loved this industry, I think we're going through a huge change right now. And some of the things might stick with us for the rest of our lives. Other things might come and go. So, Barry, I know you found some cool things about changes in the hotel and the cruise industry.
Yeah, one of the things that was kind of interesting is that hotels and the cruise industry likely will follow suit what hotels do or vice versa. And that is relying more on robots and artificial intelligence. Now, you know, probably conjure up the image of when I'm talking about robots of R2-D2 coming down the hallway with your tray of food. I don't know if we're going to get to that point, but you know, the check-in process, maybe delivery of your room service food, that type of thing, will be done by robots and artificial intelligence. The check-in process, for sure. But, you know, I think in the future, the elimination of human contact wherever possible, which is, you know, sounds really bad, and I don't like to hear that, but the elimination of human contact, not good. But to prevent the spread of disease, that may be just a fact of life coming in the future. And it's already starting in hotels. They're starting to do that. I think in Dubai, they're doing that more, but you know, they tend to be on the cutting edge with the money that they have. But we can look forward to that, I think, in other places in the near future.
I think so. I think when Dubai started it, I think it was just a trend, you know, something very cool to do. I know some cruise lines were doing bar service with robots, where the robot was mixing the cocktail and serving it to the guest. But also, I've read that hotel room service is going to be doing that, especially if the person needs to quarantine. They can have the robot deliver your room service meal to you. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. But yet, I hate to give up that personal touch when you arrive at a hotel, because for me, I get there and I love to chat with the folks at the check-in area or chat with the concierge. And if that's not available, it might change the whole guest experience. But if that's what we have to do, I guess that's what we have to do.
Yeah, another interesting trend that I had read about just last night, actually, is that, and this may be a permanent thing to stay, but as you walk down the jetway, you may be disinfected. The jetways, as you enter the aircraft, may be a point where the airlines will basically disinfect you. Now, that brings up images of walking through a spray of something, and which isn't real appealing, but I think they would probably do it using ultraviolet light, which is very effective in killing germs and viruses. So it would be noticeable, but certainly not as noticeable as getting sprayed down. And another thing that they're talking about doing is disinfecting your luggage before it's put into cargo on the cruise ship or on the airplane.
That makes a lot of sense. I can see them doing that. And maybe I'd come home with clean laundry then afterwards. Maybe it would work that way.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. But all of these topics, I think, are so cool because travel agents, knowing this, they can do a little more research and then start preparing their clients for it. So they could post those kinds of articles on their social media feeds. They could write a blog post about it. They could interview the hotel general manager at the first hotel that they stay at and see what that hotel GM is doing. So there's all kinds of ways that the travel agent can present themselves as the expert and let their clients know what's coming down the road. Because as these changes happen, you know, we're all going to be surprised. We're all going to take a little time to get used to this. But as a travel advisor, the more they can prepare their clients, perhaps the easier that first trip will be for a lot of people.
Yeah. And you know, that's a great idea, is to write a blog post about some of this stuff. And because, you know, as a travel agent, you're certainly interested in this, but the traveling public is interested as well. In fact, I think they're very interested. I read a survey last night that said that 70% of the people they surveyed, the traveling public basically, intend to spend as much or more on travel in 2021 than they did in 2019. So, you know, that's a really good sign. So things are looking like they're going to come back pretty well. So there's your clients are interested. So let's keep it out in front.
Yeah, exactly. And give them as much information, create as much excitement about traveling again as you can. You know, you were talking about robots earlier. And when I was in the Seoul airport last year, I guess it was, they had a robot in the airport that was roving around and giving people directions. It was really cool. He was kind of shoulder height. Well, I don't know why I call him a he, but this robot was kind of shoulder height and roaming around, and you could ask him a question. He would answer verbally, or you could type in on the top part, like what would be his face, was a screen where you could type in your question. And if you were questioning where something was, on the screen would pop up the directions on how to get there. It was really cool. I've never seen that in an airport before.
Yeah, that is cool. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that type of thing. And I think this pandemic is going to be something that drives things like this to happen quicker.
I agree. And for a lot of people, it's going to be really exciting, because how many times do you get to interact with a robot and have it be a cool experience?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
yeah. So you talked about AI as well, Barry. What did you see as far as your research on AI?
Well, AI during the check-in process would basically involve you probably at a kiosk. I'm kind of imagining this myself, but you know, at a kiosk where you're actually discussing your check-in with a Siri like, or Google Assistant like product, where you speak and kind of like the robot giving you directions, where you talk to the machine and the machine responds, and this is already happening in a lot of hotels, where you open your hotel room door with your smartphone. So it would set that all up within that smartphone app. So you wouldn't even get a key. You would just talk to this AI device and get checked in and go to your room and open the door with your phone.
Yeah. See, that's pretty cool stuff. Again, it's that touchless, contactless experience, which keeps us safe, keeps us healthy. And again, the travel advisor could introduce this to her clients or his clients ahead of time and make sure that they take their smartphone with them and make sure that they've got the app downloaded in advance to kind of prepare them for what their future trip is going to look like.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they might even, I love video, as you know, and they might even shoot a little video of how to download the app or how they're going to use the app. Maybe even shoot a video walkthrough of their own experience using a hotel app to check in and get into their room and adjust the lights and the temperature in the room once they arrive. Just so, again, clients, no matter what age or demographic they are, they might want a little advance notification of what this is going to look like.
Sure, sure. It's a great topic to keep you as the travel advisor out in front of the client and the public in general, which is good. I mean, you always want to keep that sales funnel wide open at the top.
Exactly. And now more than ever, showing value as a travel professional and showcasing your expertise is going to be huge. People are going to be looking for that personal touch on the planning side. And having your expertise out there is going to be an awesome opportunity for you.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're out there showing your expertise, you're developing credibility in the eyes of the public, and also adding to your credibility with your existing clients. And, you know, that's something I think you have to do.
Ah, exactly. Exactly. So the AI, artificial intelligence, the robots, you know, that could extend, as you've read, from hotels, cruise lines, airlines are doing a lot of that kind of thing now. And I suspect that attractions are going to be jumping on board with that as well. Maybe when you go to arrive at a theme park, or you go to arrive at a museum, you'd have some of those same AI or robotics opportunities there as well.
Yeah. You know, a personal story here. I had a dentist appointment for a cleaning scheduled back in April. And I kind of figured the whole thing was off, but I never heard from my dentist. I didn't get an email, phone call, text message. And now I'm thinking, since we can, here where I'm at, reschedule these things, I still haven't heard from my dentist about anything. I don't even know if they're open. Now that's really not good. And think about this. If you're a travel agent, your clients are thinking, are you still around? I mean, that's what I'm thinking about my dentist. I'm thinking, are they still around? Did they retire? What happened? And you just don't want that to happen to you. So you want to stay in touch with your clients and the public as much as possible, especially during this time.
Absolutely. And if you've not been doing it up until this point, now is the perfect time to jump back in. You, yeah, as a travel pro, you've got great stuff to be talking about now. Giving people something to dream about, giving people some ideas of what's opening, how travel may look. But now is not the time to start ghosting your clients or no. your patients as far as your dentist goes.
No.
No. And there's so many cool ways that you can keep in touch. You know, even if you have COVID hair like me that's out of control, you can still shoot some video, but have be it a video slideshow and do a voiceover with that video. Or you might even reach out through text or voicemail, those kinds of things. But there's opportunities to even voice message people. So like on Facebook, on Messenger, you can send a voice message rather than just a typewritten message to your clients. Just adds that little personal touch that we want to show that we're still around, COVID hair or not COVID hair.
I don't have much hair to worry about being COVID or not.
Well, I have enough for the both of us, Barry. And I think voice messaging and even sending little short videos like use Loom or like we're using today, Zoom, and send your people a short video message. It shows that you're still around, that you're still active in the community, and use virtual backgrounds to showcase what it is that you're talking about or you'd like to be selling in the future. Some really cool things that you can do with that.
Yeah, there is. I tried a virtual background here with this background that I'm using on Zoom, and there's just too much back there. I've got too many books and different colors and stuff, so it kind of shreds apart the virtual background. So if you're going to do that, you have to have pretty much a blank wall.
Yeah, blank wall is great. I've got a screen, sort of an ivory, or you could use a green screen, and then you just put the virtual background up and you're good to go. The thing I found is that you can't move around a whole lot because the thing doesn't move quite as well with you. So being a little more less animated in your movement, but still animated in your presentation is a good thing to do.
Yeah.
And I know, Barry, you were talking about some other things that you had read about as well for agents and what they can focus on now. What are you finding there?
Well, I think what to focus on now is you know, what are destinations requiring of travelers, and how can your clients meet those destinations? Can they travel currently? Can they travel internationally currently? And, you know, those are things you need to research for your clients. And, you know, honestly, right now, there's not much international travel going on. But there's things you can do that you and I have discussed, Catherine. There's things that you as a travel agent that you can do in the meantime to promote local travel, travel within the United States. Unfortunately, I can't say Canada yet. I'd love to, but if you're in Canada, you're a travel agent in Canada, there's things you could focus on, you know, on that side of the border. I think we had a good conversation. What was it that we had suggestions going for the travel agent?
Yeah, that local market, you know, DMOs are really focusing in on generating business from their local community or that rubber tire market, you know, that drive radius 3-4 hours away. So as a travel advisor, you could jump on board with that and put together some local packages, you know, team up with some local hotels or hotels within a 3 or 4 hour radius and put together a package, hotel, attraction, some dining options, some touring options, and package that as a local package. Because that's the way that tourism is going to get jump started again, is by all of us trying to support locally and get out on the road again and feel comfortable. And as the travel advisor, you're the expert. So having those connections with hotels and attractions, all of that's commissionable. And you start booking some things locally for your clients. Saves them the time of having to do it themselves and gives you an opportunity to build a relationship with those people again.
Yeah, you know, for instance, you know, in the market that I'm in Western Michigan, near Lake Michigan, in the state of Michigan. There's a lot of things to see and do here. A lot of lakes, obviously Lake Michigan. There's Sleeping Bear Dunes, which is absolutely beautiful. And if you were a travel agent, say, for instance, in this market, you could put together some packages, do it close by here, travel to hotels or call them up. That's pretty easy to do, put together some packages. And then market those packages in maybe the more landlocked areas of the country, like Omaha, Nebraska, Columbus, Ohio, Indianapolis, you know, some of those places. You know, Chicago is really kind of next door to us, about 3 hours away. I don't know if that would be a good market for Western Michigan, probably. And, you know, those are some of the things that you can do.
Absolutely. And, you know, staycations are huge now. So even marketing that in your local community would be awesome. Now, I grew up on the other side of the lake from where you are, Barry. And I remember taking that boat across from Milwaukee to Muskegon. What's that boat called?
The Badger.
The Badger. Yeah. I used to take the Badger bus to Madison as well. But then it was the Badger ferry that would come across to Muskegon. So packaging all of that together would be a really fun thing for people to do and get their travel legs back on a little bit.
Yeah, get people used to being out there. What are some things that people can do, you know, using Facebook to help research and market and, you know, put together information for their clients and then target those clients? I know that's your expertise.
Yeah, well, they could use social to reach out to the operators, reach out to the attractions, reach out to restaurants and make sure that they're open, first of all, and start a relationship with them and start packaging. So you could reach out on any social platform that you're on, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, look at pictures, start conversations with the suppliers in that fashion. And then when you go to market your new packages on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, wherever you're going to go, you can also use the assets from those suppliers in your marketing efforts. So keep in mind that hotels are always going to have tons of pictures and video that they would let you use. So you've got your marketing assets are built right in. And you secure those relationships starting online and then a phone call or however else you want to keep connected with those suppliers. And then, you know, you might even reach out to your local DMO or the DMO in the region that you're packaging for and see what packages they have. And if they don't have any packages for local attractions, your package might be something that they would list in their own guides or in their online presence. So this could become not only something that the travel pro would market, but something that a DMO would help you market as well.
Yeah.
So some cool things that you can do with that. And even if you don't have all the assets that you need, if you don't have great video of the destination or great photos of the hotel that you're going to be marketing, the hotel and the destination will have that. And they would be loving it if you would use those in your own packaging.
Yeah, right now hotels and other venues are anxious to book things. And you could probably find some pretty good deals out there at this time as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then you could even go live on Facebook and interview the hotel GM or interview somebody from the attraction that you're marketing. And just to add a little personal touch to it, go live on Facebook or go live on Zoom like we're doing here today, record it and then post it to Facebook or your preferred platform. Just to start people thinking and dreaming and realizing that a staycation is something different that they could do. And maybe in Western Michigan, maybe people had never been to Sleeping Dunes, Sleeping Bears National Park. Or is it a state park or national park?
It's national park, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe they've never been there and it's in their backyard. So it's a great opportunity for people to spend local and support local.
Yeah. And travel advisors, you can help people do this. You can give them some confidence and like you say, getting their travel legs back on.
Yeah, exactly. Plus it's a great way to earn a little bit of commission because as we know right now, there's not a lot of commission flowing. You've given it all up when you had to cancel it. So get some commission, get some connection with your existing clients.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
those connections are very, very important. Can't stress that enough.
Right. And those relationships, that's what's going to keep your business going.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know about you, Barry, but this is my backyard. And so I'm quite happy that it's staycation time here because without people crossing the border, our parks are way less crowded. So I'm quite happy. I can be out there hiking and cycling and not having the hordes of people. So the reverse of that is in your own local communities, you might have that same option where there aren't hordes of people now. So it's a great time for people to get out there and start seeing their own backyard and supporting their local businesses.
Yeah, you know, you just gave me the idea, Catherine, that with your background there, your backyard, I'm going to have to go into, well, actually, I've got pictures on my drive. I'm going to have to take some pictures of the Grand Haven Lighthouse, which is the most photographed lighthouse in the United States. And I'm going to have to get a green screen so it doesn't all break up when I move and put that lighthouse in the background here for future videos. So you've sparked some ideas for me.
See, that would be perfect. So you would, if you were marketing that area or if you were doing a staycation, that yeah. would be the perfect marketing opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I've also seen some travel pros who are doing weekly webinars. So they're jumping onto Zoom like this and doing a webinar with a destination or a hotel or a supplier and using their green screen or using their virtual background to help them market that. Again, it's just a way to stay out, stay visible, and get people to dream a little bit. Even if they can't travel to those destinations now, it's that dream now, travel later motivation.
Yeah, create that desire.
Right, exactly. And you know, the time isn't going to be right for everybody. And understanding when the time will be right is an interesting thing to be doing right now because you can look at your own social sites and check out the sentiment of your fans. So we all know that there's going to be some people that are itching to go, that they're going to be the first ones on that plane when it starts flying internationally, or they're going to be the first ones checking into a hotel. And then there's going to be the people that are just going to kind of wait and see and wait a little while. And then there's the people that probably aren't going to go for a year. But understanding where your fans, where your clients are in that continuum, is really going to help you understand what to be marketing now. So Barry, the other day we were talking about that sort of thing. Would you be the first one to jump on a plane, or would you be one to wait a little while?
Well, I would probably be among the first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. Me too. My bag is always packed. I'm ready to go. And so how an agent might figure this out, where their clients are, if their clients aren't all like you and I, Barry, they can always look on their Facebook page insights and see which posts are getting the most traction. So where you're getting the most likes, comments, and shares. Is it when you post something about traveling to Europe? Or is it when you post something about cruising? Or is it when you post something about traveling more locally? That's going to give you an idea of where your people are. Plus, you can also create audiences, ad audiences, of people who have liked, commented, or shared on that type of individual content, and then start reaching out to them through advertising with content that they're most interested in, that they've expressed an interest in. And then, you know, those people that like and will click through from a social post to maybe a blog post that you've written on your website, you can track those people as well and create a social ad audience and show ads to those people who have taken some action by clicking through to your website. So that's all ways that you can help people understand where your people are in this travel continuum. And you can also make sure that you're showing the right content to the right people at the right time.
Yeah, you know, that kind of brings up the point that you to do all this, you have to get some posts on Facebook, and you have to get some likes, and you have to get visitors, and you have to get people to click. So those are all some key things to do. But the first starting point is you got to get some posts on Facebook.
Right. That's exactly it. And posts that drive people to dream and drive people to your website, because we always want to be moving people to an asset that you own. So video on your website, a blog post on your website, a certain link to a page or a landing page on your website. All of those things are going to help your client learn more about you, and also to help you create new ad audiences for the future.
Exactly.
And then if you're still kind of stumped, like you don't really know, maybe you don't have a big fan base, or your fan base isn't very engaged right now, you can always go over and check out your suppliers. Look at your top suppliers or your preferred suppliers' social feeds and see what they're talking about. See what language they're using. Are they still advising people to dream a little bit, or are they actually posting information for bookings, for future bookings? So that'll help you understand where your supplier feels their market is, and therefore, if they're your preferred supplier, your people may be feeling the same way.
Yeah, great resource. Yeah, use your suppliers. Use your host agency.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because your host agency may be able to do a survey to figure out where people are in that travel continuum. And then you can use that, piggyback on that knowledge in your own marketing efforts.
Yeah.
And so the other day, Barry, we were talking about Google Analytics. And there's some cool stuff that you can look at in your Google Analytics account if you have that hooked to your website. So you can learn all kinds of information sort of behind the scenes and prepared for the future of travel, and make sure that you're meeting people in the arena that they want to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. And these are tools that people use Google Analytics and the Facebook marketing, the behind the scenes things that you can do in Facebook to market. And if you're not doing them, you know, you need to. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of missing an opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, we were talking about the future of travel and what it might involve and what it might look like. So I know the future in travel when I first get on a plane is going to include a mask. And there's Barry's mask, too. He's got one that matches his outfit. Isn't that nice? So while we get back into this, we have some new things that we get to put in our carry-on and make sure that we take with us as we start to travel again. And whatever that looks like for the future, we're going to be prepared. And as an industry, we're so resilient that we'll jump back into this and figure it out.
Yeah. You know, the travel industry, the travel agent, travel advisor industry made it through the internet revolution quite well. You know, from surveys and information that I've seen, people still love travel agents and still love to use travel agents. This is going to be not exactly like that, but kind of like that. But this is a blip and we're going to get through it. Doesn't seem like a blip, I know, right now. I mean, it's tough for a lot of people. But as they say, this too shall pass. And I'm confident that it will.
I am too. And the more we can do now to prepare ourselves and get our business in order and prepare our clients for the future of travel, the better off we're going to be as a company, as an individual, and as an industry.
Exactly. Oh. Is there anything we left out? I know we, Catherine and I talked Monday and we took some notes and had a good discussion about what we're going to talk about today on the video and on the podcast. This is actually a first, having a video. And, you know, engaged in the video, I don't know. I haven't looked at my notes a lot, but I want to make sure we haven't left anything out.
Yeah, I don't think we left anything out. Not that I can think of. But I'm sure there's going to be questions. So if viewers are and listeners are having questions, please feel free to reach out to Barry or myself. You'll find me at my name, Catherine.Heeg at cmsspeaking.com, or you can just pop over to my website, which is cmsspeaking.com, and I've got a contact box there, so you can always reach out to me that way. Yeah, Barry, where can they find you?
Yeah, well, on Facebook, at facebook.com/HBTAS. That's the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And you can always email me. I love to get the emails and I respond quickly. And you can do that at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And look forward to hearing from you.
Very good. Well, this has been fun, Barry. Thank you.
Yeah, it has been fun. It's been interesting doing a video. For years, I've sat with recorded audio with no contact with the person that I'm talking to other than the voice, which leaves out a lot. So yeah, this is good. Thank you, Catherine.
Great. Thank you.
Well, thank you again, Catherine, for being a part of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. It's always a pleasure. And I just want to note that next month's show is going to come out a little bit early. Did I mention that I was anxious to travel? Well, we're going to do just that later in July. So I'm going to push out that show earlier in the month. And it's a special show. It's a show that everyone should be interested in hearing. Not only travel advisors, but everyone. So I look forward to bringing you that show. So until then, safe travels, stay healthy, and we will talk to you in a few weeks.